This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Democratic Congressman Jason Crow says he appreciated that President Biden's State of the Union carried a strong sense of unity.
And resetting the tone about civility is something that I think is really important. And I got to say, I've been encouraged by what I've seen.
That includes the recent meetings between Biden and Republican Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Biden told Republicans that if they could work together in the last Congress, they could do so in this one too. But that message didn't win over Colorado's Republicans. GOP Congressman Ken Buck tweeted after the speech that the country needs a unifying leader and, quote, Biden showed us that he isn't that leader. The Colorado Healing Fund is facing more criticism for how it gives out money to those affected by the Club Q shooting. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The latest allegations come from the Bread and Roses Legal Center, a social justice and mutual aid organization that works directly with the families of those killed and survivors of the November shooting. The center says that the Colorado Healing Fund is taking way too long to release the more than $2 million in donations, and that it needs to release the money it raises more consistently. In response, those who run the fund say they're working to address victims' needs in the short, intermediate, and long term. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
The Rocky Mount NAACP is investigating claims of racism made by a black family in El Paso County. The family says their predominantly white neighbors and the sheriff's office have harassed them for 2 years. Courtney and Nicole Mallory have themselves been accused of felony stalking on their neighbor's farm in Yoder. Both have been arrested and released from jail. A Boulder man has to pay more than $500,000 in restitution for fraud related to COVID relief. Russell Lester was also sentenced to 30 months in federal prison. That's according to the state attorney general's office. You're listening to CPR News. More news is next. It's 6:30.